Story and pictures made by beautiful Ben.
Is he pretty beautiful?
No.
Well, why did he say that?
Well, he has to be funny.
Isn't it really made by Rory Sendak?
Yeah.
Is he going to say that?
Yeah. He only did that to be funny. Then
it was cute, though.
Then Jim said, maybe we should get another person to take your place.
And what did he say then?
And then he said, I can do it.
He'll do it right.
Yeah. Then he says, this story called World Things made by, who's that man again?
Maurice Sendak.
Yeah, and then he says,
can Marty talk?
He wants to know about horses.
Yeah, but Marty will just say something.
No, I want to know about an Eric.
What? What do you want to know about Eric?
I want to know about Lars. Lars, Eric flew the walk up, down, up, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ross, do you know what he means?
What? No.
What do you, Mark, say it again. Liza Eric?
Not on his eye.
Not on his eye? Okay, now, Mark.
No, not on
Mark,
her
Mark,
eye.
Mark, would you let Lori Savelle do that?
Do what? No. Her friend Eric did.
Her friend Eric, okay. Now, Marky, can you let Ross finish his story, please? Okay? Good boy.
But I have to finish but I have to do the whole one. And then, he's my friend Eric, too. But that's his too.
Okay, now can Ross tell his story, please?
Yes, but we have.
No buts. Now go ahead, Ross. Your turn.
Then after Ben does. I want to tell Mom beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, Mom.
Okay. It's like, and then
Marky.
Mark, you're messing up Ross's story.
Maybe Mark should go in the other room.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark?
No.
He's
going to let Ross talk now.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Ross, go ahead.
And then he says, Max was in his room making one kind, and then he turns the page, and he says, and another. And then I pick up a fork, and I run after Marie Hall, and she's the dog, and we run around a circle, and I try to eat her.
Uh-huh. Max is pretty bad sometimes, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
Yeah. And then what happened?
And then...
You mean Johnny.
And then his mom says, "You." Then Ben says, and his mother called him Wild Thing. And Stacy said, "Called me Wild Thing." And then he says, but Max said, "I'll eat you up." And then I say, "I'll eat you up too."
to the boat, that's my bed,
and then the forest grows, and the stream comes out of the boat, I jump in the boat, when I was already in it, and then when says they to where they he sailed through a world of the day and through a night and through a night and a world maybe a week.
Uh-huh.
And then
to where the world of things.
Yeah. And then they do their wine.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Into all their yellow eyes, and then and when I do that, I stare into all those eyes, into all their eyes, and put my claws up next to my eyes.
Oh boy, this thing's fun.
And then then says, now let the wild rumpus start, and then I say, now let the wild rumpus, Max says, now let the wild rumpus start, so I say, now let the wild rumpus start.
Do you say it real loud?
No, not in the dark.
Oh no, you gotta say it really loud.
In the dark. I will,
I'll remember, Dad.
Okay, let's see it right, real loud right now.
What if I turn on the light?
Well, just try it real loud.
Huh?
No, if Mommy turns on the light, I don't know. Please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so.
Right.
And he says, Max said no, and then I say no. And then they do the thing all over again. They say, he says, and they roar their terrible roars, and they roar, and then they say, and they roll their terrible eyes, and they roll their eyes, and then they, and then he says, and they mash their terrible teeth, and they go, and then he says, and they showed their terrible claws, and they show their claws to me. And then I step to my boat and say, and Max waved goodbye, and then I go, and we go rocking across, and then we get to the home, and Stacy brings a tray with food and a bowl.
Is she your mommy?
Yeah. And then I go, and then I walk to my room and put my finger in the soup, and I put in my mouth, and I say, "Yowch!" Then that's the room.
Okay, let's all
do it. Me too. I
say.
Yeah,
now Marky's.
I put it in, and I say,
"Yowch!" Okay, Marky, do you go where the wild things are?
No.
Good night.
He's gonna see it.
You're gonna go see the play more? Now what, Marty?
Yeah.
Ross, lie down. Marty's gonna tell a story now. Marty, you go.
But then I'm gonna go.
You tell the story.
I'm going to put.
Marty's telling a story.
Once upon a time, there was. I can't remember.
A mommy and a daddy and two little boys.
And creepy crawlies.
Ooh, yeah. And what do they do, honey?
They walk around.
Ross, Marty's turn to tell the story. No, it's Marty's.
And we have
lights on a house, and schools, and new ones, and another one, and another one for boss.
This is May 27th. This is about Ross. I was facing him and asked him, I was facing him and had two cats in either hand. And I asked him, "Which cat is yours?" And he was going to describe it. And I said, "Is it on your right hand or on your left hand?" And he rolled up his sleeve to look at one of his arms, to look at his right arm, because I think there's a mark on his arm that he tells which one it is. And so he identified his right arm by looking at it. And then he turned his back to me so that he was so that he was in the same position as I was. He didn't completely turn around, he only half turned, but basically got in facing the same direction I was, and then told me that the cat was on his left. When he was facing me, of course, the cat was on his right. And by the time he had turned around, the cat would be on his left.
I told Ross that if he wanted something to really make bubbles with, he ought to try honey. He found that Kool-Aid wasn't thick enough to make bubbles. He really stood up and I let him try the honey, and there really wasn't very much there, and he had a hard time blowing into it. And I said, "Well, maybe if we had more, it would work." He said, "No, even if we had more, it still wouldn't work, because it's really hard to blow bubbles into it. It's too sticky." Maybe we should try, this is all Ross, maybe we should try something that's not so sticky. What do you think will be not so sticky, Ross? What do you think we should try besides honey?
Daddy.
Just a minute, Mark.
A glass of syrup.
You think that would really work? Yeah, the other boys.
Do you mean Todd and Aaron?
And Aaron? Yeah. Todd and Aaron and Joey and Brian and Ryan. Why not?
Because we didn't invite them.
Oh, I thought they were in the bed.
No.
That's funny.
They all can't be in the bed because there's no more room. The room's on.
But weren't they here when I left?
No.
Maybe they're hiding under the bed.
No.
You sure, Ross?
Okay.
You're not just joking?
No.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
Daddy,
uh-huh.
I need a little light
on. Oh, no, we can't do light.
A little light.
No.
Please?
You have a little light from the corner over there. See the corner of the window?
Yeah, Daddy.
That'll be enough.
I need more than just
that. No, that'll be enough. Tell me why you need light.
Well, because you know why?
Yeah.
I can't tell stories in the dark.
Why is that?
I'm afraid that I might take my skull away.
The skull comes off of your head?
No. I think that that my skull will duck down into the bones.
Uh-huh.
And then my head will flop over.
Uh-huh. But that's not real, is it?
Well, maybe it will get untapped.
Is it hard to see pictures in the dark?
No.
Is it hard to think of things?
No.
How does Jedi start? What are they doing when they start?
I don't know.
You don't remember what Mommy read to you?
Nothing.
Remember anything?
Fight.
Okay. Nothing?
They only fight.
Yeah, and then what?
The bad guys and talk to each other.
Okay, Ross is going to tell the story. The story of Jedi, Mark.
And after a time, a long time ago, in outer space, there was this little planet full of trees and mountains. There were these little creatures here in these little tents. They were called Ewoks.
Ewoks.
The plan of the Ewoks had been very old. The Ewoks had made very less fires there because they loved the beautiful smell of the air. And they knew if they burned too much fire for their fire camp when they go out hiking in the mountains, it would burn their special cave that they had under the ground where all the mountains were covering it. They kept their little weapons up in the little drawer in their little coats of fur. When they were going out hunting to find firewood, they took their little coats and put them on with their weapons inside, so if any people try to take them away, they can scare them away from them.
How interesting. And then is there any more of that story?
Yes.
Okay.
And they have these little creatures to ride on, named tree stompers.
Oh, really?
Because they love to stomp on trees.
Really?
The little Ewoks do not let them because they think that they might step on them by accident.
Oh, terrible.
So when they want to step on trees, they tie them to the trees instead of stepping on them. One day, when they were going out in the mountains, and they put their coats on, but their weapons fell out.
Uh-huh.
And they were riding up a mountain, and a big blob of slime came rolling down the hill. Their little tree stompers did not see it was rolling down the under cave.
Oh.
And heading right for their weapons. When they heard a little squeak of a mouse that was inside, they rushed down the hill and into the door, and the slime was heading to the gun, to their weapons. So it could gobble them up. Then they had little extra weapons that were kind of like lightsabers, except when they pressed the button, light didn't come out. Only little bullets that can stop things from eating up their weapons. So they took those little extra weapons out and aimed at the slime.
Great. Is that any more? Do you know any more yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they ran to get their weapons, stuck them around their coat, but they fell out the hole that they came out. Then that very night, they had to sew the bottom of their pockets. So when they put their little weapons in, they would stay that way.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So the next morning, when they went out to ride for firewood, this big planet called Mountain Slade was coming towards the mountains and trees of the planet Ewok Stump, where the Ewoks all lived.
Uh-huh.
It was coming right to smack it.
Mm.
Wow. They went on their horses to the very top of the mountain that reached them up to the very top of space, and then they saw this big ball, and it was Mountain Stump, and it was heading right for their home to smash it. So they took their little weapons and raised them right at it and shot it, and it blew up into 1,000 pieces.
Oh, good.
Then a human came popped out of a hole, and they said, "Stand still." And the man's name was Han Solo.
Oh.
Captain of the captain of the Millennium Falcon. His co-pilot is his rookie, his 5 foot rookie, foot rookie with rhythm. His co-pilot, Chewbacca. They call him Chewie for short. And they raise their weapons at them, and they raise their guns at them, and they said, hey, what's going on here? Should we shoot you or should you shoot us? And they said, I don't know. And then they, this is so funny, they both popped up and screamed at each other and ran into each other.
And then that's it, huh?
No, then they bumped into faces. They said, hey, which are you, Han Solo, or are you wicked like I am?
Oh.
And then one said to Chewbacca, she said, can you give me a ball cap? He said, ooh. And she said, oh, no thanks. Because he opened his mouth and licked his lips, and she thought that he was going to eat her.
Oh, was she little?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a little one Jedi Knight who was still training popped up behind his two friends, Han Solo, Chewbacca. His name was Luke Skywalker.
Ah.
He popped up between them, and then they said, hey, who are you? Now is there three against one, or is there one against nothing? And then they all went bashing into each other for no reason, and they said, there's a bow wo wo bo bo do, because they really wanted to say bye bye, because they wanted to make the other one, because they both wanted to make each other go to sleep.